Chapter 10 Problems for Gavin. One day, Midge stayed away from the house for a whole night. I was very worried, because Midge always came home to sleep. In the morning, I went out to search for him. I called and called, but my otter didn't appear. Finally, I took the boat to the sea. I saw some killer whales, but I didn't see Midge. Very frightened, I returned home and searched every corner of the house. After much time passed, I lost hope. I began to collect Midge's things. Midge is dead, I thought sadly. I'll never see him again. I went upstairs to get his ball. Just then, I heard a noise in the kitchen. I ran downstairs and saw a wet footprint on the floor. There was a smell of otter. Suddenly, Midge appeared at the door. He was wet and tired, but delighted to see me. I saw his broken harness, and I understood. Poor Midge was in a trap all night, I thought, but he escaped and came home. Poor Midge! Again, it was time to travel to London to speak to my publisher. I hated to take Midge from Scotland, but there was no one to stay with him. Midge was very good on the journey. At the train station, he sat quietly and licked milk from a bowl. He adapted quickly to my London flat and wasn't frightened by the noise and traffic. It's going to be fine, I thought. But then my editor invited me to a conference at a university in the Midlands. I contacted a local zoo to care for Midge. "We'll be happy to have him," the zookeeper said. "We've got a comfortable enclosure with a pool." But after 2 or 3 days, I received a phone call. Midge was very depressed, and he didn't want to eat. I quickly returned to London and rescued Midge. He was delighted to see me. I took him to my flat to recover. But I needed a babysitter for Midge. I asked my old friend, Kathleen Rain, to take Midge into her home. She lived in a village close to London. She had a large house and a garden. Midge knew Kathleen and liked her. Confidently, I left Midge in her care.